Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and let's get ill. That's right, y'all. We born in rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to rap,
waiting on me, keep the blessing blocking away from me. They all
ain't got nothing to say on me. But why they hating on me, take them nothing, waiting on me, waiting on me.
I say a prayer and tell them come on with it. The race I keep on running in it. Can't stop unless they forget it. The game is so counterfeited. If you ask me, they should be committed. But where they real, I ain't rocking with it. Examine my years of sin. Through my repentance, I'm forgiven. Eternal living, if it's you, he living for my wings, I'm big and fitted. And see you in his loving hand. So God like doing but a man. As a man, I understand the definition of his plan. The fragility of a lifespan. And the humility in our circumstance, and the continence of his advance, and his approach and how he's so constant, and how without him I could not stand. I understand that life's for the living, love's for the giving. How he's giving it, you never forget it.
The trouble on my mind, and it's weighing on me, praying on me, praying on it, praying on it. I'm waiting on it, waiting on it. My father's gonna make a way for me.
More than a little bit, and good measure so you can get it. So analytic when I spit it. On this heavenly merit, I'm so committed, so committed, so poetic. From prophesizing that Bennett, when it truth, it make you wanna tell it. We serve a living God, they put their faith in relics. That's so pathetic. Locate the evil embedded. Once detected, I die. And didn't get it. It's a Christ represented by independent. We're praying penance. It's highly recommended. Indeed, we don't do it for a percentage. We do it for the intended. Who run race after winning.
It's a cold world,
hope
world, living, living, living.
Awaiting all he gives for living. Piety is the proposition. His only composition vanquishes opposition. No competition.
Trouble on my mind. Weighing on me, praying on it, praying on it. Waiting on it, waiting on it. My father's gonna make a way from me, way from me. Keep the devil blocking the way from me, way from me. They always got nothing to say on me. But why they hating on me, take my company, waiting on me, waiting on me.
Now I'ma keep on coming with it. Assisted by his Holy Spirit. There'll be no excuses if you didn't get it. Hierific with it, being since if they should miss it. Satan will see us lost and he is so persistent. Listen, how so consistent is the love of God. No facade when our law is being blind. But holy is the lamb, precious is the blood. Holy is the lamb, precious is the blood. Jesus on throne and he's sitting where he's sitting. Right hand of the Father in proper position. Royalty is it, his court is exquisite. I'm on the beginning, and me is the business. If that life is the light of mankind, faith in he, God of mind, so divine. Out of sight, out of body, out of mind. Love him before we out of time, by the line.
Trouble on my mind, and it's weighing on me, weighing on me, praying on it, praying on it, waiting on it, waiting on it. So my father's gonna make a way from it, way from it. Keep the devil blocking away from it, from it. They always got something to say on me, but why they hating on me, take my nothing, waiting on me, waiting on me. And what he get, they can take it from me, take it from me. I said, what he get, they can take it from me. Trouble on my mind, and it's weighing on me, weighing on me, praying on it, praying on it, waiting on it, waiting on it. So my father's gonna make a way from it, from it. Keep the devil blocking away from it. They always got nothing to say on me. But why they hating on me, take my money, waiting on me, waiting on me. And what he get, they can take it from me, take it from me. I said, what he get, they can take it from me.
Money ain't new to me, I didn't have a grip. Gambled and lost it and got it again. Setbacks and losses set me up for wins. When I was broke, I ain't had many friends. Now that they see me run around in that drop with that copper trim, they close their mouths and have learned not to doubt the kids. Blessed to have bounced back from all the skids. Fully charged, no outages. Cat 5 hurricane, no outages. Mr. 3-2, boy, how about that kid? Man, we've been brothers for a lot of years. With news of your passing, my heart was pierced. Wrote a new rhyme, hoping you can hear it. Your level of charisma, nobody was near it. This H-Town thing, we helped pioneer it. J. Prince, Suge Knight, and Dre know the business. From rap a lot to death row in its beginning. I slang had boys' head spinning. Chess cat grinning, plotting on our winning. influence the few, but they won't admit it. What makes them all think they got away with it? To be real, we both should've got a percentage. Yeah, they had to cheat us to beat us and steal it. If that's real, then they the realest. They probably thinking that I'm in my feelings. I'm only venting and venting, helping me with the healing. Hey, they probably thinking that I'm in my feelings. I'm only venting and venting, helping me with the healing. Lights in the ceiling with no outages. We having money, no counterfeit. G's in the stain, you bet not forget. Heads that get split, should you run the risk? Hey, I've been defending with my bitterness. See that there, get you long sentences. And I ain't talking wordplay or penmanship. Have you trying to find some deliverance? My Jesus, save me. Shame what they wanna do to your baby. I see the evil in them looking all crazy. Got me praying Psalm 23 daily. Mayday, 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 mayday. I'm armed with the tooth like an AK. Still facing some demons who wanna break me. Lord, let me go the hardest in the melee. Shutting up what they say. They claim that they for me, but they naysay. One way or another, they gon' pay me. I'm saying one way or another, they gon' pay me. Hey, get your issue trying to play me. Mind bit don't get in, they can't sway me. Blowing big after long day. I came up the right way, wrong way. No outages, what the song say. Keep a storehouse full always. Forget what y'all say, homie with grade A. Have plans, make a way. We in the paint, tan down, break waves. Long nights, better days. Find them leaves. Purple haze, full blaze. Money ain't new to me. I didn't have the grip. Gambled and lost it and got it again. Setbacks and losses set me up for wins. When I was broke, I ain't had many friends. Now that they see me run round in that drop with that copper trim, they close their mouths and have learned not to doubt the kids. Blessed to have bounced back from off the skids. Fully charged, no outages.
Chris.
Gotta smoke a blunt to this one. Let's get it.
I be on my own note. My own note. I be on my own note. My own note. I be on my own note like I'm one deep. I be on my own note, mobbing through the street. I be on my own note, like an OG. I be on my own note, tryna be me. I be on my own note, walking to the beat of my own drum. Moving too fast for my shadow, for my sanity, I'm on the run. Trapped in a trap house for a few days. My stay stuck, trapped up, but I'm paid. Living on my rap, trying to find better ways. Trying to find better haze, trying to find better days. I don't feel like myself, but I don't know what to feel. Do I wanna go independent, or go give me a deal? I don't know who this Chris is, I'm on the outside and I'm looking in. I wanna be a team player and drop 50 in the gym. I wanna be like Dame, I wanna be like Jay. I wanna say fuck my job, I'ma work for what I say. I can't, my life so fucked up where I say I can't stay. I'm going through the struggle and the pain won't go away. I be on my own note. My own note. I be on my own note. My own note. I be on my own note like I'm one deep. I be on my own note, mobbing through the street. I be on my own note, like an OG. I be on my own note, tryna be me. Tryna find time for this rapping shit, and I fuck up my trapping shit. And I fuck up my relationship, ain't got time for my friends and shit. I be on my own note, ain't got no time for myself. No privacy, I don't even sleep by myself. Hospital visits, not drinking water or eating healthy. Stomach pains, medicine can't change, you know how sick a cell be. No control of my energy, this cardio ain't helping me. I fuck my 6 for hours, but can't make it past a 3-on-3. I be on my own note, I hope my people understand. Locked up in the free, you know how they treat a black man. I need more than a CAT scan, I need to change my whole lifespan. I'm just trying to be who I am, if you don't like it, I don't give a damn.
I be on my own note.
It's like when you think you understand life.
My own note.
You find out you don't.
I be on my own note.
You gotta take it one day at a time, man.
My own note.
Be yourself.
I be on my own note, like I'm one deep. I be on my own note, mobbing through the street. I be on my own note, like an OG. I be on my own note, tryna be me.
I
be on my own note. I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
Shop.spatitup.com. Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly two decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
when you can bat it up. Yeah, 2S Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production.
Mixer and mastering.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah. Hip-hop. Yeah.
But hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
Hey, him.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the little homie Plies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get him.
Was radio, man. Oh, wait a minute. It's like Monday. It's Wednesday. Let's go, Wednesday. Yeah, we in the building. We got Mr. Everywhere in the building. You know I need to hear love in the building. I got my man 86 in the building.
What's happening?
What's happening? What's up?
Chilling.
Sitting up here watching these gangbangers, talking about the president is speaking. So, you know, he talking. All the Democrats standing up and clap like they always do. And all the Republicans sit down. They gangbangers, man. They Crips and Blood. Right. One wear blue, one wear red.
Right.
And what I heard today, one of the biggest gangbangers, they get ready to get his ass. We ain't talk about him in a while, but they're about to get Donald Trump ass.
Oh yeah. Well,
you watch.
I don't
watch
know
what
who
I say.
What
Donald Trump did, man?
Hey, what now?
What Donald Trump done did, man?
Well, they taking all those minions out first. They done went and raided Giuliani shit and taking all kind of shit from Giuliani. Cell phones and computers and all kind of shit.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they know that was coming anyway.
I knew it was gonna happen. They just letting them settle in and shit and make it seem like, you know what I'm saying, that he was all good. Yep. I can't wait.
But you can always tell the motherfucker be implicated in something, man. Every time you see him on camera, they got the head down and they looking wild.
Dojo Loco in the building.
Yeah. Well, how do y'all feel about them gonna ban? They talking about banning menthol.
Oh, it's gonna be a fight.
Menthol cigarettes.
Right.
Hey. Cigarettes.
It's weak. What y'all doing?
They're gonna ban menthol because they finna introduce the marijuana. They gonna have marijuana cigarettes. So hell, goddamn Marlboro, they gonna make the switch anyway.
You know what's crazy?
Hey, but you know what?
But you gotta get that shit out there in like Portland and all that shit up more Sacramento.
But that shit gonna be so hot, man. Dime bag ain't gonna be no dime bag no more.
$20 a pack is fair. I paid $20 a pack for some Primo juice. But it ain't gonna be that.
They're not gonna give you 20 cigarettes.
No, but they usually charge like $20 a pack for
They're not gonna be 20 squares in there. I'm gonna see you in there.
You gonna get a pack of three for twenty around that motherfucker.
Spray on a nigga, man. Spray on a nigga. That's fucked up.
Nah, well, see, you know, I don't know. If they banned them, maybe I'll stop smoking. I'm too stressed. I gotta have me a pack. You know what I'm saying? They only $6, so you know what I mean.
But you know how the fans go, though. You know, once they tax them for that shit and put it in, shit just go up. And after so long, they put it on sale and for long, you know, it'd be one of the big bars you can get to over 99 cents about 6 months.
They're gonna be like that. It's gonna be like that dude in New York that they killed for selling cigarettes. Motherfuckers get ready to be going to get caught, and they're gonna be slanging them. You know what I'm saying? They just get ready to make shit worse by even trying to ban that type of shit. Okay, but you can still smoke the quote unquote cowboy killer. Motherfucker Marlboro and all that shit.
Yeah, cause you know you always go back to the
bathroom. Yeah. Motherfucker Marlboro. Yeah. Nigga, I'll go back to smoking Hups, nigga. Camel down pills.
Nigga say, ooh, we 3 on me.
Nigga. I don't think I could do that. I remember one time I got out of jail, right? I wanted a cigarette bad than a motherfucker. And the nigga next to me at the phone booth, I'm trying to call somebody to pick me up. He's like, hey, man, you need smoke? I was like, hell yeah. He broke out them humps. So he gave me 2 of them motherfuckers. And I looked at that motherfucker and was leaning up against the goddamn telephone booth, nigga, like I just hit the bombest motherfucker.
Hey, you know what though? When you ain't had no square in a long time, you try one of them humpbacks. That bitch hit you like a right hook.
Man, I'm telling you, nigga, it felt like I never smoked no sherm. I never smoked no nothing other than weed. But it was something else. I was like, woo! Nigga, I was leaning up against him up. I was like, stumbled a little bit. Like, god damn. Nigga, I don't remember hump tasting like this. Yeah, but then you know, while I was in there, I was trying to, I gave the essay some shit. You know, I gave him some of my little my little boo shit, and nigga gave me a cigarette. And so you know, they was trying to tell me how to light the motherfucker. So Nigga, I'm standing up on the sink, nigga. With the motherfucking, I'm trying to lock that motherfucker with the toilet paper and shit. So I'm bumping off the light trying to get a spark. Didn't know what I was doing. That whole goddamn toilet paper just lit on fire. Somebody back there smoking. Oh, nigga, I threw that shit down and stomped on it and ran and dived in my bunk. Because we was in one man's head. Nigga, I dove in my bunk and put my cover over my head. They went right down there to the essays, nigga. And got them motherfuckers. I was like, woo, nigga. I was like, I'm glad they ran past my cell and didn't smell that shit, boy. So then I had to sell a cigarette. So I got a cigarette in jail that I can't even smoke because I can't light the motherfucker. Yeah, but that's crazy. But in any case, yeah, they're about to get Donald Trump ass, boy. If they went after Rudy, they going after his ass next. And I swear, I will catch the motherfucking plane. Florida.
You know, all that's coming about with that Matt Gaetz down there in Florida. All that stuff is spurning off of him, really. A lot of that stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, all the little kinky parties and stuff like that. That stuff like, oh, okay, you got me. Yeah, he was the one, and he was the one, and he was the one. Y'all come on out. They got us. So now they just pointing fingers.
Yeah.
They just paper trail.
Yep.
Guess what? Yeah, his boy already cooperating with the Fed. Matt Gaetz on board, his partner. But and then the cold part about it is he's getting a kickback from the whole marijuana industry. They drafted the whole bill and got it pushed through. Him and some doctor teamed up, and they got records of them over partying on some island with some teenage girls and pumping ecstasy and all type of shit. Man, them dudes crazy.
Yeah, man. I sure can't wait till they ass get caught up, man, because, nigga, that's just going to be a beautiful day in the neighborhood, you know, because, I mean, as much as we talked about Donald Trump 4 years, every goddamn day we was on this motherfucker talking about his dumb ass, and they would always cut us off some kind of way, like somebody was listening or something like that, and, they fucked around and after he left, we couldn't talk about him no more. That was, that's something else to talk about. Especially if they go on and throw his ass up in the jail. I want to see the nigga in handcuffs, nigga looking all crazy in his pajamas. They need to run up in this shit like they be running up in Ord, like 3 o'clock in the morning type of shit.
The motherfuckers ain't gonna run up in nails. They gonna knock at the door and sit down and have coffee and shit with the motherfuckers.
Come on in, y'all can search somebody in the basement type shit.
Yeah, comb your hair, put the suit on. Nah, nigga, they don't give a fuck, nigga. You could be in your drawers naked. Them niggas wrap your ass in a sheet and take your ass away, nigga. Y'all put on my clothes,
yeah,
nope.
Yeah.
Your ass going. What is that calling down there? Caller 832. Is that my boy?
Yeah, what's happening with you, Scratch?
What else, bro?
I'm good with you, baby.
And what's Milo?
What the hell?
Milo, what's up, man? I got you with my nigga school. What? Huh?
That's you down here, Wino?
Milo.
Oh, okay. Oh, what's up with you, boy?
What's
going on?
Oh, man.
Oh, that's right.
Welcome to the show, brother. Right on. Are you doing good? Everything good? I'm tapping in.
Oh, man. I'm glad you tapped in, man. Good to hear from you, kid.
Yeah, I've been hitting him up on the horn, but he ain't been answering.
Man, you ain't called me, man.
Man, you called. I had a missed call from you. I called you back twice.
Man, when you called me? You ain't called me, man.
The same day you called me the other day.
Man, you ain't called me, man. I'm telling you.
You got your
number,
nigga playing phone tag.
Yeah, he didn't need like Hell Love got like 9 different phone numbers plus a pay phone number. It's like 10 numbers. Hell Love.
Motherfuckers ever rang. Nigga ran out of quarters and everything. Don't even go do it. Take about. I ain't calling that nigga. He ain't at home. No.
That's the only pay phone.
Just we need numbers around trying to get the average day.
Hell Love
got the
only phone call.
That nigga say he hits the pay phone. Somebody else answer that shit. Anybody know the Hell Love
got that damn call waiting and three-way calling on his pay phone.
Yeah. Sam, hey, I still got the 40 line on my shit too.
Oh, what? Y'all motherfuckers crazy. Milo, what it does though, man? Tell me something good. Milo,
he'd have muted himself.
That's what happened when you smoke too many sweets before the show. You gotta drink it's a 2-drink minimum before the show starts.
No, I know. 2-drink minimum I'm doing the show.
I'm a fucking crazy.
Yeah, man, it was crazy, man. I called Hell Love up on a FaceTime the other day. He got midgets in there lap dancing and all kind of stuff. I was like, man, this dude crazy. Had a kangaroo and a goddamn giraffe running through the living room with 2 midgets stripping.
Crazy. Sometimes we have to do some exotic shit around here, you know what I'm saying?
He talking about he came to Zamunda.
Nigga, no, that's jungle love, nigga. Jungle love.
Yeah.
Copy with the paint on my face and everything.
I had 2 dancers, one named Vibranium and the other one named Wakanda.
Yeah.
No. Y'all bad. World do not believe these guys, man. I am not like that. Hello, world.
That is like from Hell Love to Jungle Love.
I just called that time, but I got 69 calls the other day. From a motherfucker.
It be like this sometimes, man.
And I cut my phone off.
Ah, man.
Over there.
I'm trying to get my buzz on around this motherfucker. Oh, shit. I just got lazy. The ashtray too far from my head.
Okay, those got pages and shit.
No, you said the ashtray too far from your head.
My hand. I just can't. Oh. I don't feel like breathing up. Man, me. I don't chill today.
Where were you at when the 6ix9ine died off the stage in Orlando King scratch up? I thought you was going to be there and beat his ass and snatch his chain.
Oh, no, man.
Man, if we had a price, I already said, I was like, boy, he back out performing. I was like, boy, I don't know if kissing. Yeah.
Well, I ain't worried about it.
Y'all didn't pay attention to that, though. The spot where he jumped off was all his people, all his homeboys, homegirls. Them, all the people that came with him. The same one little spot. You notice he went to a specific spot. He ran all across the stage before he done it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he already told him, y'all all stand right there because I'm going to jump right there. So y'all catch me, all right? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Come and jump off the stage out here on the west and see what the fuck happens. First of all, they going to move out the way. Their ass going to hit the ground. That's going to be the first thing. Second thing. Mm-hmm. When the crowd finally get around him and they move away, he ain't gonna be nowhere to be found. But no, that motherfucker, somebody gonna get his ass.
Somebody's gonna get his ass.
You know what I'm saying? I can't stand that little bastard. But somebody else is gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? You notice he gonna stay his ass that way. He ain't gonna come this way. He already got motherfuckers out here. He got too many people on Cali out for his head. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Little rainbow head bastard. Yeah, pissed me off. You should have never brought that motherfucker up.
And I had to get your goddamn, beer goddamn working for you, man. You know your beer work when your blood pressure get up.
Yeah, well, yeah. My blood pressure is definitely up right now. Oh, my God. Damn it. All right, the song I made about him, and I said, I'm going to leave it alone. Now I got to turn the song on again. Nah, but see,
I ain't familiar with his music. Is any of his music banging?
I ain't never heard it. I heard it.
Motherfuckers be famous just for being famous.
Well, you know, of course, probably every little girl in the world probably love him. They see that rainbow hair, they gonna say, that's the unicorn. You know. Mama, is that a unicorn? I like him. I don't know. It's a whole lot of people that I never heard of. So they say, hey, yeah, you ever heard of such a who? I'm like, who? Now, I know a lot of motherfuckers by name, but I ain't never heard none of these songs. Like, what was the... I heard... For the first time, I believe that motherfucker named NBA Youngboy.
Oh yeah,
I heard his song for the first time. One of his songs for the first time the other day. And the only reason why I heard the song is because I was editing one of my homeboy's son. He played football, and he about to go to college. So I was doing his football tape, you know, all right. The highlights. And the first song that he wanted me to put on was DMX. You know what I'm saying? So I put DMX on there, and I was like, okay, what else you want to put on there? Because we could only put two songs. It wasn't that long. And he said, NBA Youngboy. It was called KC something. That was the first time I ever heard any of his shit. I always heard about the name. You know, so it's a whole lot of motherfuckers. I mean, I guess I'm just, I don't know. Oh, God damn it, it's just a lot of people that I ain't heard of. I heard of, but never heard their song. Just like Rainbow Bright, never heard none of his song. Never. That's way out my realm. Now ask me about some West Coast niggas. That's some other shit. That's it. Not just West Coast, but it's just a whole lot of, especially young niggas that I never heard of. I put it to you like that. People out there blowing up. I be seeing motherfuckers on TV. I see their name and I be like, who the fuck is that? Oh, multi-platinum artist, what is that? Who? I like, boy, right. I like the loop like a motherfucker, boy. I ain't heard of half of these motherfuckers. And here I am in the music business. So I'm like, okay, maybe I got to get up on game. Even my son be asking me, man, you heard that such and such and who? Nope. Oh, that should be fire.
Okay. Well, before the pandemic, these little motherfuckers was flying on private jets and shit.
But you know what, though? One thing I hate.
Shot.
But see, like, out here, though, the program directors out here in these radio stations suck. Because they play the same music all day for 6 months. And the only thing that changes is when they do the live shows. Even the bullshit ass shows they do between 6 to 8 or 18.
Somebody sends them a check that says, you're going to play this for 6 months or your ass gonna get a pandemic loan and a unemployment loan because your ass gonna be unemployed. So when that motherfucker goddamn got to play this and that, you ain't got no choice.
Motherfucker,
you know what
up.
They do though? Them motherfucker put all them songs in a playlist, show up at the station, push play, and sit back in their shorts and play on their phone all day or on their tablet.
But
just sitting there, they got people up in this radio station, ain't supposed to be there.
Yeah, because I went to the and they clock out and that computer be steady playing the playlist. So, you know what I'm saying? There don't got to be nobody in there.
They email that playlist over. Atlantic Records will email all their artists that you're going to play, and they're going to tell you how many times you're going to spend that. Warner Brothers going to tell you, Sony going to tell you, Universal going to tell you, you're going to spend this many times of that damn vacation y'all talking about giving away, and that F-150 truck y'all talking about giving away for the summertime, y'all ain't going to get it. So they ain't got no choice.
Well, the thing about it,
all them summer jams and shit,
they got, it's called payola.
Oh, yeah, but
see, that's why
you think
that's why DJ Hemlock Radio is no more.
It's payola.
I tried this syndicated shit for a whole year.
They
send the program director on a trip or something like that. They don't give them direct cash. They'll do something else. And then,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
But see, they know they'll if they do it for more than a year, they know that your profits don't start until the second or third year.
But, what it's called now is buying ad space. It's like buying ad space now. It's like buying a 3-minute commercial.
You ain't finna go no motherfucking world.
Mm-hmm.
Man, hold on, let me check this
motherfucker.
I'll be right back.
The big company.
Yeah, but that's the way it's going. They automatically tell them what they're going to play. If there's a new Rick Ross album, they're saying you're going to get 150 spins a week. Of this Rick Ross song. We don't care if you spend it 150 times in one day, but he's going to get 150 spins on each station this week. Point blank period.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And they
well, you know, they did,
they did
a payola sting with that song Laffy Taffy. They did a payola sting because it wasn't mixed to the radio frequencies or nothing. They just seen who was going to accept money to get this song pushed through. And sure enough, you know, it made it all the way up through the ranks of the radio, but people lost their jobs and everything because they it was you could look it up, you know, it was about D4L and Laffy Taffy song.
Yeah, what they like you said, what they do is they used to be like, all right, we gonna pay you X amount of dollars. That's just been illegal for years, you know what I'm saying? But people are still doing it.
Right.
So now it's like a favor. They start doing favors. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They're like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to spend these people, you know, they'll do a free concert or something like that. They do shit like that, too. You know, they trade free concerts, but since the concerts wasn't cracking, they start offering other shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
They tell you and your family and everybody a trip to the Bahamas or Hawaii.
Kids need braces.
Mm-hmm.
Need braces and shit, you know? But like I said, it's commercial space. You buying ad space, so there's a way to, you know what I mean, call it something else.
Accept the gift.
You know. Yeah.
They say, but we gonna give you a gift. Oh, well, we do such a good job on, you know, promoting these people. We gave them a gift. So yeah, gonna take this. Gonna take this Bentley and you gonna sell it for like, you know what I'm saying, $200,000. That's your money right there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, them motherfuckers. Boy, I tell you, them motherfuckers is so crooked, man. But because I seen all that shit happen, just being in N.W.A. and fucking with Candyman and all them motherfuckers back in the day, I sit back and watch all that shit and be like, y'all don't see what the fuck is going on right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's crazy, and they was on it, and some of them was on their highs were so high, I just didn't say nothing.
You know what I feel like? My bad. I feel like now, like some of these executives that got positions at labels and at radio and stuff, they understand how publishing and shit work. They probably be like, do we got any talent in the family? Anybody? You know what I'm saying? We got our slow cousin from down there. You know, we get him there. Anybody, you know, fear for? They'll put some little music behind him and dress him up, and man, next thing you know, because these dudes, man, I'm telling you, there's no gatekeeper that can.
Well, the deal is the MC now. Say they're doing single deals and EP deals. So if they're just giving you $50,000 to $100,000 for a single, and they can make $20 million off of your ass off a fucking single, and you got $50,000 to go buy a Benz or whatever, $100,000 and buy a Benz, you just happy that you done made it off one single, and that's all you get. they done made $20 million off. They like, instead of us giving out $2 million record deal, let's get this motherfucker a goddamn single and chunk up some cash, and we'll cash in off of him. And then by the time he turn in 2 or 3 singles, we done made $60 million off of him. All he got is $300K. That's it. So they say the industry knows the game. They like, shit, we can't get 16 a CD, so we gonna pimp hold him for everything.
And then depending on how much money they give you, and then they get ready to start chatting. Okay, so we gave this motherfucker $100,000 or $200,000. They gonna have to make about at least $300,000 before you can see a dollar anyway.
They're not gonna give you no dollar. They gonna take everything. They gonna take your publishing. They gonna say, here's your scratch. Here go $100K. We want that single.
They ain't gonna say here's scratch. Not me.
I might do. If I could do that a couple times a year and just y'all do what you do with it, you know what I'm saying? And
game plan.
And get
you
cashed out.
Because if not, you're going to have to get in the light. You're not going to have to grab you by the ankle so you don't jump off the goddamn balcony.
Yeah, I hear you. But, yeah, the thing about it is they want to recoup their money plus before you see any dollars. That's why a lot of people made their money off of touring. If you got hot, if you made the money, you still really didn't get paid off your record until they got their money and more.
Right.
Plus, whatever the contract, whatever you negotiate in the contract, some dumbasses.
Recoupable advance.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Nigga, I'm telling you. When I signed one of my first little contracts, when the motherfucker started making money, do you know they even had the parking? The motherfucker was paying for our parking because we had to park. The motherfucker didn't have a valet parking. So that motherfucker had, I'm talking about nigga, that nigga bought me a candy bar, nigga, that shit was on there.
That shit was, yeah.
Well, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Everything that motherfucker spent a dollar on us, that motherfucker fucked around and had that shit to where, nigga, I don't give a fuck, nigga. If he gave me, back in the days, if you had to put a dime in the toilet to go piss, nigga, that dime, nigga, I need my dime. So that's what some of these companies do.
They use the lawyer, they charge that to you.
Right. If you use their lawyer. You know what I mean?
They lawyer.
You know, that was the whole thing. So now you got lawyer fees on your shit. You be like, oh, yeah, we getting ready to go down there and talk to the lawyer. All right, we go and talk to the lawyer. You ain't knowing that, nigga, all the goddamn hours is racking up on your goddamn dime.
Exactly.
Squeaky in the building. So, you know, that's the whole thing. And see, that's why right now, no matter how good you are, if it comes down to a record deal, now see, if you got some undeniable shit, them motherfuckers will come after you until you decide, okay, that's an offer I can't refuse. But most of the time, right now, they going after those youngsters. All them motherfucking youngsters we was talking about earlier, at the end of the day, they ass going to be broke as fuck. They going to be out there flashy and all that shit. And blingy and all of that shit. Okay, just think about this. I know these niggas got money, but think about the Migos. When the last time they had something out? Banging? I know they probably all doing their own little solo shit, but where are they at?
Oh, a lot of them motherfuckers during the pandemic, they starved.
Hell yeah. And they overspent
before the pandemic. Some fairs and shit. And festivals. They can't go get that money.
Yep.
Yeah.
They still
you know
paying back the companies.
And you know what they're doing? They're doing underground shows now, traveling, doing them little clubs, them little mom and pop clubs and shit. Small clubs that really don't get recognition.
If they ain't going overseas, well, getting that loan money overseas, man, that's what we're
on. Yeah, or the overseas tour.
Yeah, you can't go over there right now.
But nobody can go nowhere.
Yeah. What you know, it's not overseas.
you know, it's way around everything. It's a way around everything because you know what? If you look at it like it is, the airports have not shut down. Doing all this impediment. Yeah. If you look up in the sky anytime, LAX got okay, something leaving that bitch every 15, 20 minutes.
Flights, though. Or are they doing international flights? I guess to Mexico they are, but I don't know if they do like international flights anywhere else.
I mean, if they got a private jet or something like that, they got private planes that they could get on and probably go and do some shit. But at the same time, all of the people in the other countries, nigga, the basketball, the Toronto, all the motherfuckers up in Canada, the motherfuckers in Canada is down in Florida practicing and playing their games because them motherfucking Canadians don't want the motherfucking U.S. and nobody else coming up to Canada.
Right.
You know, the Toronto Raptors, they playing in fucking Florida. Orlando, I believe. That's where they playing their home games at. So a whole lot of these motherfucking other countries like, I want them U.S. motherfuckers over here, and I want nobody else over here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, let alone doing a fucking show. They like, man, them motherfuckers will shut your ass down out here, man. And I wouldn't be going out there anyway because I ain't trying to go to jail out that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad enough going to jail in my own goddamn city, state, whatever. But I ain't going to jail over in no fucking Europe or China or wherever the fuck they want me to perform at. Y'all got me fucked up 13 times. But look, check this out, man.
You know what I tell motherfuckers right today? I'm in SIG right now.
Locked up, they won't let me out.
Man, you know what, man? We got M's up, Michael, man. Let me bump a couple of cousins. We gonna be back on True West Coast Beers Day with everybody. You know what I'm saying? So check it out. We gonna get M's up. Let me see which one I want to play this with first. West Radio, give us a call. 323-642-1507. Yeah, yeah.
True West Radio.
Ain't nothing got off the phone with your bitch, nigga. Yeah, I'm talking about niggas. Steel, pulling up in a Seville, slant back. Niggas don't know how I feel, in love with this woman in grill. Bold stripes, candy get sprayed and spill. I just be keeping it real, fucking these hoes. Your bitch wanna kick it and chill. I made her keep on her heel. She a big old freak, big old booty. I'm on beat, I'm on hit a couple times, kick her out, dig on sleep. I'm at the money and money only. Ain't got time to be trying to be lover, homie with your ass. I'd rather be out of trying to get this cash. That extra shit ain't gonna fit inside this bag for sure. That's why I'm saying oh no. What the fuck I look like walking around broke, like one of them other lame niggas. I might as well be a stain, nigga. Fly as a stewardess, carry your duffel that's sitting inside of a plane, nigga. Suggest you stay in your lane, nigga. Me and you are not the same, nigga. That right, ho. Lie of these niggas tryna act like low, but they can't match with my satellite, though. Nigga, tend to your business, your stat-mate, bro. Yeah, that right, ho. I ain't never told no fable. Don't watch me watch cable. Bitch, ass nigga be talking that bullshit. Hey,
fuck off my line, nigga. Yeah. Hold up, Milo. Boy crashed that hoe like 5-0, so I guess it's my go. Yes, sir! Swingin' I bang, candy on chrome when I swing. Drippin' and tippin' through lane. Got drawin' the wood and I'm choking the wood. And I just got a splinter from gripping the grain. But you know the name, body back busy. I'm back in my sack, shooting tracks like a train. And I'm a Mac in the lack with your main. Last week we had sex on the back of a plane. We fuck in the clouds, or drive and get hair for some miles. Or draw stronger than crocodiles. When I knock her down, that pussy be getting so wet after sex. Need a mop and a towel. When I'm in your town, bitches be flocking around. And niggas just stopping they frown. Wondering how I pull up to the scene like a king. And ain't never seen dropping his crown. Never. I I got out the mirror, niggas get stuck. Took a couple losses, then I went and got my wins up. That's where the mind I'm trying to get my M's up. The slab is a Buick, but I'm trying to cop a Benz truck. I throw some 84s on a vent the door and have a nigga bitch asking how you lift the door to make her take her shoes off before she get inside, cause the interior's so clean you can lick the floor, nigga.
Yeah, that right, ho. A lot of these niggas wanna act like dope, but they can't match from a stand like dope. Nigga, 10 of your business, you stand like broke. Yeah, that right, ho. I ain't never told no fake. Don't watch me watch tape. Bitch, that nigga be talking that bullshit.
So
ay,
please
ay,
get the fuck off my line.
Yeah, that right, ho. A lot of these niggas wanna act like dope, but they can't match from a stand like dope. Nigga, 10 of your business, you stand like broke. Yeah, that right, ho. I ain't never told no fake. Don't watch me watch tape. Bitch, that nigga be talking that bullshit. Talkin that bullshit.
Yeah. Ripping the wheel, bending the corner and steel. Pulling up in the Seville, slant back. Niggas don't know how I feel, in love with this woman in grill. Vogue stripe, candy get sprayed and spilled. I just be keeping it real, keeping it real.
Hold up.
Ripping the wheel, bending the corner and steel. Pulling up in the Seville, slant back. Niggas don't know how I feel, in love with this woman in grill. Vogue stripe, candy get sprayed and spilled. I just be keeping it real, fucking these hoes. Your bitch wanna kick it and chill. I made her keep on her heels.
Panoramic moon road, sliding through the set, nigga, whoa, whoa. Finna scoop up the jab and take her to the highs. Bitch, get in, don't say shit, just open up your mind. I really do this, nigga. See me speeding through traffic, check out my new shit, nigga. Brushing chrome deep, bitch, on that coupe, little nigga. Pull up and take that hoe, cause you can't do shit with her. Me and Retro, tank full of petro. Pushing past the broke motherfuckers at the metro. Supercharged, pedal to the flow, ready, set, go. M's up on mine until I let go. Down south, nigga, but it sound like it's west coast. Raise up off your ass and go find you a check, bro. I try to told you motherfuckers I got game for sale. She fucking with you, then she lame as well, nigga.
Really though.
I want the word and every dollar in it. I'ma keep on smushing till a nigga white collar living. Till a nigga white collar living. I'ma keep on smushing till a nigga white collar living. I want the word and every dollar in it. I'ma keep on smushing till a nigga white collar living. Till a nigga white collar living. I'ma keep on smushing. I bet you got it twisted, you don't know who to trust. So many player hating niggas trying to sound like us. Money making every motherfucking thing sound irrelevant. It's my low, you understand that? I could sell a bitch, did that before. Now I'm back on some other shit. Fuck a bitch, niggas know the scope, cause it's up again. If the bread is involved, yeah, I can fuck with it. Cut a slice, grab your fucking napkin and then tuck it in. We all eating, private location, it's a boss meeting. Get full as fuck, then we all leaving. Been down since day one, who else I'm on spread with? All of them hurdles, nigga, but look where we led this. They laughed at the struggle, it's good though, cause they can't laugh at the hustle. Switch the product a little, remaining fact is hustle. You niggas hustling backwards, that's why you still in the same spot. Hit or it's miss, nigga, you taking the same shot, for real. I want the word and every dollar in it. I'ma keep on pushing till a nigga white collar living. Till a nigga white collar living. I'ma keep on pushing till a nigga white collar living. I want the word and every dollar in it. I'ma keep on smushing till a nigga white collar living. Till a nigga white collar living. I'ma keep on smushing.
Smush brother shit. Smush brother shit. Nigga.
just wanted to take a moment to say thank you to something that means so much to my heart. You watch me grow from a boy to a man. You see me laugh, you see me cry. You always have a special place in my heart. I love you, Los Angeles.
Been a long road to try to bubble, but still a struggle to try to make it in this rap game. That be my hustle and I die trying. Still inside, I'm still crying. Thinking back on what they told me, the motherfuckers was lying like TNT. Unite, you got the skills to blow, but them niggas are straight hating, you feel me? Really though, I done seen it all, done it all for many years. I done poured out a little liquor for Tupac and Big. Rest in peace to two pioneers of rap. So let's all bow our heads and give them a soul clap. Respect the game as well as my microphone. I done travel the world, but the West is still my home. I never forget where I come from, cause I know where I'm going. I done a lot of wrong, but dog, I'm still growing. That's why I wrote this song, just to dedicate it to y'all, to keep a level head and hope that I won't fall. You know why? I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S, cause this is LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. This is LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. Cause this is LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. Forever LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. Listen close while I spit it to those still in denial. I hope that someone they can be as popular as the Bible. The industry is on trial and the Lord is walking with me. With the strength of Moses, I fought him just like the Red Sea. So I can see right through, separate the real from the phony. Might not know my name now, but when I'm done, I bet you know me. When I'm going triple platinum, debuting in number one, selling out arenas, rocking shows in Argentina, staying hungry, keep the focus to keep climbing, just to burn away those clouds. They try to stop me from shining. BET Soul Train, any music awards, I got the hottest shit out on front page of the source. Yeah, before you have a dream, first you gotta see it. Then when you see it, you execute it and be it. Stay as humble as you can, as well as true to yourself. And remember, you never make it without God's help. You know why? I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. Cause this is LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. This is LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. Cause this is LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. Forever LOS. My mama always told me one day I have a surprise. So I looked into the sky, looked and analyzed the whole game for what it's worth. I know the term, you know hip hop originated in the NY first, but that don't mean we can't all vibe and make it happen. Showing love to the game and respect styles of rapping from the east to the west, up north to the dirty. Just keep it hot in here when we roll out, you heard me. Parking lot pimping, showing love, nobody tripping. Ain't nothing but a G-thing, gangs ain't step tripping. But niggas is simping, cause they wanna know what it does. My name ain't LL, but you know my name is Love. So what are you like? Cause I love hip hop for life. Been married to the game since birth, we've been tight. Yeah, that's right, one of the illest in the game. I show love to every coast, but the West is forever, man, you know why? I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. Cause this is LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. This is LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. Cause this is LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. I keep it LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S. Forever LOS, taking G-E-L-E-S.
Welcome to California. Oh no, it ain't no glamour and lights here, baby. This is straight underground, you know what I'm saying? The land of the Crips and Blood, the SA, all the way from the Diego to the Bay. From Venice all the way up to Palm Springs, we do the goddamn thing. So you know what? When you come out to California, you better watch yourself because you might not go home.
California! Don't stay, no doubt. If you trip a sight, you stick, you get a gun in your mouth. Carjack, bang, don't wrap up in the twist. Let you know, California ain't all good shit. Sunshine, blue sky, though it's a smooth taste food. From Diego to the Bay, niggas quick to do you. Bad hoes, good blood, it's the land of the thugs. Niggas down, keeping it real, get nothing but love. California, the motherland of Crips and Blood. Big cars, big house, big ass, big drugs. Wild West, West Coast, we be turning it out. Up north, through Central, all the way down south. Fifth state, you can even say the land of the great. No small time shit.
to the dock. Who said he's going to the IE? Twilight, Death Dog, and Almighty King's Crispy. From Long Beach, Compton, Watts, Linwood, Inglewood, South Central LA. That's my neighborhood. Lancaster, I'm proud to be a bouncer down city. It's all good, I'm keeping it shitty in California.
And you rocking with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
City, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the little homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio.
Let's get them.
True West Radio, we back in the building. West Coast Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? We got these dead wins. DJ Evelyn. Let's see, who we got there? We got 86.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
We got my nigga, MS Milo. Along with yeah. Man. Whoa. I don't know. I'm starting to feel something now. I feel like hitting no weed.
Man, it's crazy because 86 got that song called Johnny Taylor. And I'm sitting up there. I'm going through episodes with my old lady. That's part of the show. She gets tall. And I'm thinking, I'm like, Johnny Taylor said it's cheaper to keep with Teddy Pendleton. Said I should let her go. And I'm like, shit. Gotta let them go. And they steady try to come back. He's like, ah, damn. Yeah.
Well, you just got to stay somewhere in the middle. Cheaper to keep her. I think I gotta let her go. So you just gotta go in the middle.
Yeah.
Hold on, I got a song for that. song for that.
You got a woman like a boomerang. You throw them away and they come right back to you.
Well, hey, it ain't just women, it's men too. You got men like that too. You got some men that just won't leave.
You know.
They'd be like, nah, I ain't going nowhere, bitch. I don't know what you talking about. You know what I'm saying? We is together. No, we ain't. Yes, we are. You know what I'm saying? And you got women like that, too. You're like, look, girl, I can't do nothing with you. I mean, I see you with boy, bitch. Guess what's going to happen? You're like, oh, fuck. Nigga, I go hide them rabbit. Nigga, it's gonna be in a pot.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Sound like them little talk shows I be listening to when I get bored. They be like, hey, no, we wasn't together. We was on a break. Then they be like, she was cheating on me. And I be like, nigga, y'all said you and that bitch was on a break. I heard you.
Mm-hmm.
I be sitting here talking to the TV.
And my wife and them be in there watching that Jerry Springer shit and all that. I'm going, you better not listen to them motherfuckers.
You know, but you know, it ain't cheating if y'all work at a corporation and you get caught in a parking lot again or fellatio.
I don't watch Jerry Springer because Jerry Springer is like a sketch comedy. Mari Povich is just ghetto. I watch Mari. She's just ghetto.
Yeah, well, they all of them is got all kinds of
What's that militant black man's name? That bald head black man, the real militant with the little mustache. What's his name? Montel.
Oh shit.
The Montel show.
What you call it? We got
Montel Williams. That nigga say that
he must say. Multiple sclerosis. That's why he ain't on TV no more.
I just seen him on TV the other day. He didn't have no show, but I saw him on TV.
Yeah, he advocated for weed and stuff when I seen him on TV.
Yeah.
That's why they took his show off.
But you know what? A lot of these shows are scripted. Cause I mean Maury too to some degree. Because I know Jerry Springer is scripted because if my brother was sleeping with my wife, we went on Jerry, I'm gonna bust that nigga out. I'm gonna fuck him up. Fuck all that little wrestling and all that little bullshit they be doing, but see, the twist is, I know a lot of motherfuckers that been on all of them shows. I know
yeah,
a lot
Carmen
of people
been
that
been
on
Jerry. That's how I know it's fake. Carmen told me.
Yep. I know a lot of people go Jerry Springer.
I got a cousin right there that was been on Jerry Springer and likely got killed playing the bullshit with his girlfriend and her brother, the gay bouncer.
All that shit stays up there. All of us right now have a scenario. Call the
yeah.
We got our script down packed, so we know what we're going to say. Go on there. If it's two girls, you start pulling weed. Motherfuckers, niggas, they sitting up there clapping like days or something. Nigga, I'm telling you, if it was real shit, nigga, I'm fucking somebody up. If I go to a show, nigga, they probably go, yeah, it's okay if y'all get into a little fight, but don't. I'm saying, nah, nigga. Nigga, they gonna have to call a goddamn spitter, nigga. I'm knocking that motherfucker out. If I'm on that motherfucker. Oh, you know what I'm saying? How do you put the act on?
I don't understand how you want me to believe that shit, that it's all for real. Like, I know when a motherfucker is reading off a card, especially somebody who could barely read. I am tired of her trying to send this baby on me. I'll be like, he read. Look at this. Look at his eyes going side to side.
Yeah. I mean, I ain't gonna say all of it's fake, but It's a lot of shows and scripted. I got this one of my homeboys, his sister. She's been on one of the court shows. I forgot what it was. A Gang of Time. I think it was Matthews or when they had Joe Brown and they was on there. They had some scripted shit. You know, no matter what, you go get some money just for showing up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Hell, even Scotty was on one of them shows, but it wasn't scripted. It was some real ass shit with Scotty man.
But that just Judy bitch, she crazy. That bitch is crazy.
She just don't be taking no bullshit. So if you on that bullshit.
Wait a minute, who was that sucking like that? Somebody, like they done nicked a ring or something.
Crazy.
If
we on one of them shows, it's gonna be CNN. It's gonna be a whole bunch of footage at different camera angles. It's gonna be like a crap head everywhere.
It's gonna be like,
that's for real.
That motherfucker, they gonna say that with breaking news. It was the motherfucking Jerry Springer, Maury Povich to somebody show, and some nigga just went fucking ham.
They gonna say we interrupted the Los Angeles Lakers game 7 to bring you CNN and Mr. Everywhere.
You know that's why they stopped doing them coming out shows. They got a couple people killed in the 90s for that shit. Have them come on the show so that the girl can tell them I was really born a man and all that stuff.
No, the thing, what they really stopped was, they really stopped was the cheaters. Because, cheaters, the OG dude who had cheaters, motherfucker stabbed his motherfucking ass.
Oh, yeah, he sure did get his ass stabbed up.
Mm-hmm. That motherfucker, he fucked around and ran through there. You know, the nigga with his little side piece of shit, gonna bring his wife or whoever, his girl. What the fuck is this? Well, you know this is your girl. Why are you doing this, sir? And they were like, whoop, whoop, whoop. And they got the coolest little goddamn stabbage. That motherfucker was like, oh, I quit. You know what I'm saying? Remember back in the days when Gerardo Rivera used to have a clan, when he put the clan on that motherfucker? Oh, it was on in that bitch. That's when he got his nose broke.
Broke his damn nose. It sure did.
Nigga, that's,
my grandma
that's
used to call him El Dorado. That's why I remember his show. I remember that. Because I was like, why you call him El Dorado? That's a damn truck.
Yep. And I it's crazy because when Scotty was out here last, I was watching, I watched it like a ganger. Because I watched this movie about Huey P. Newton, right? It wasn't even a movie. It was this motherfucking dude. He always be in a gang of movies. And I can't stand him in no movies that he played, but he a good-ass actor. And he was acting like he knew. He was just sitting there talking. But after that, I started trying to find the original Huey P. Newton, what he was reenacting. And I went to this one motherfucker, remember when, I forgot who the fuck, was it Donahue? One of them old talk show motherfuckers had Farrakhan on there. Oh, that shit was crazy as fuck.
Yeah, Donahue.
Them white people was mad than a motherfucker. And every time they asked the question, he shut their ass down.
I wonder how many of them people got black grandkids now.
All of
Because you know them kids, boy, they used to spike the hell out them people.
Yep.
You know, and that's what's really, boy, that's, you know, that make the wars just tough.
Because they have to look across the table at the family reunion.
You know what I'm saying? But I seen a lot of people, they learn to love, you know what I'm saying? They just, yep. I feel like, boy, maybe that's God fixing their heart before they go cross to the other side. They're going to have to learn to accept something in life.
Yep, yep.
Either that or, like, my mom takes care of a lot of elderly sick patients and hospice patients and stuff like that. And like I said, they got another chance then and be like, hey, you know what? I see you showing compassion. I probably hated black folks all my life, but here I am at my most vulnerable stage and you showing this love and compassion. You know, maybe they get a chance to work it out then, but, you know.
I told you about my boy John B.
Yeah, you told me.
My boy got that white power on his back. I told my son, I said, yep, we got to kill him. Mm-hmm. One of my best friends like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I remember one time I went on tour, I had to get on the airplane. I left my whole studio in his house. I was like, here, just keep my studio until I get back. You know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he go, okay. Well, this is a combination to the gun safe. I'm like, oh, okay, thank
yeah,
you.
That's a- Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you know, people don't understand that white people do fuck around and if they see somebody like shit, he had that shit, his daddy was like 10 times worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So if I crack him, I crack his daddy. His mama, she's German, but she liked me anyway. She didn't care. She's like, fuck that. Scratch is cool. But see, that's the whole thing. You know, you fuck around and you crack combinations. It's just like, excuse me, sweetie. It's like women. It took me a long time to even get my woman to even like me, my wife to even like me at all. You know what I'm saying? So it's like cracking a combination. You do the right thing, say the right thing, be yourself, and then that's when people start opening up to you about, you know, how they are, you know, what they feel, versus just standing over there going, fuck that motherfucker. I ain't talking to that nigga. Or what niggas do it. Niggas do it more than anything. Fuck them white boys. Blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one thing about
well, each other, though. I mean, like, dang, that's the thing. That part is like, how do we get to where from the 70s to the, from the 60s to the, like, mid-70s, like, early 80s to them hating each other, like we despise each other so much on site, period. Like, damn, how do we get there?
It goes, it's generational. You know what I'm saying? Because you figure, you go back earlier than that. If you go back to anybody in the 40s and 50s, and then they have a kid, You know, then they have a kid. All of that stuff is actually generational. It's not. It is sometimes you break the generation by some white people be like, well, dad, I don't care if you don't like black people. And they distance themselves from their family. So they have their own mindset, and they start a new trend. So when they have kids, they teach their kids to love everybody. And that's what they do. You know what I'm saying? Then they might get a little older, and then they run into some other white kids to be like, oh, man, I don't see how you fucking with them niggas. And they might get influenced, or they might not. So right. That's just the way it is. It's all generational. And most of the people that's white that hate motherfuckers black is generational. That shit started from way back. So great-great-grandpa started, great-great-grandpa, then grandpa, then daddy, then now here you are.
Well, they got Thomas Jefferson up. Set the trend. Thomas Jefferson set the trend, and then I just found out that J. Edgar Hoover was, he supposed to have been black. That's the one brought down the Black Panthers. He was supposed to have been black. He said that in the, you do the research on that. And you're like, wait a minute, he was a percentage, he was part black. But he had this whole agenda towards the African American. Was that
Jules Krause was telling about Hitler? Somebody was telling about like Hitler was really, he was, he told America, yeah, y'all messed up when y'all took the black from Africa. Y'all took the jewels off of God's crown.
It's a whole lot of deep shit that, first of all, if you went to school, they ain't gonna teach you that.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't gonna teach you that. This is something that now, you know, if you read up on it, did research, if you got people that you listen to, because, you know, my thing is I can never be a Muslim, but I listen to Farrakhan a whole lot. Because he breaks right. some shit down. Even old Malcolm X film, they break some shit down to where it just give you a little thought of how people used to think, you know, especially back before we was even born.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. You done read the, you know, Bible verses and you got Quran verses. You've seen all of this stuff go down. It's almost like listening to your grand people talk. Because they used to always break down. Nigga, my father used to break down shit on how things used to be, you know, when he was in Vietnam and how it was coming up in school and et cetera, et cetera. You know, even back when the motherfucker was, damn, I ain't even trying to hear this shit. I'm trying to go outside. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get on my bike. But then, you know, after you get older, you start listening to shit, and then you start realizing the reason why these things happen. It's generational. All that shit come back from generation. If it would have started way back to where we was all equal, and black people and white people and everybody be different right now.
Yeah.
But even to the day, a motherfucker still fighting as a black motherfucker. But see, now, nigga, you getting ready to, man, I'll take a bullet. We going to have to fight. Fuck this. That's real. I done hit over 50 now, nigga. We really getting ready to get it in. Because, nigga, you not going to disrespect me as a man, period.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. So. That's what it is. It's generational, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We ain't trying to be right. We're not racist on it. I know I'm not. It's just fine.
Right.
You know.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm laughing because I asked a girl this morning when I was making the doctor's appointment. They asked you all these weird ass questions. And she was like, what gender were you born as on your driver's license? I was like, gender? And she was like, yeah. I was like, well, goddamn. I was like, I ain't been to the doctor in a long time. I was like, I'm a female or whatever. And she started laughing. And he was like, and you're raising yourself to stuff to stuff it. I was like, girl, I'm black. And she just started laughing. I was like, what kind of shit is this? I was like, since when you gotta answer these questions and make a damn appointment?
Well, God damn it,
come on.
You fuck all the
what gender was you born as? Anyway.
They should have already knew that. They been like, they should even, all they gotta do is listen to you talk. Shit.
Well, you know, that shit, it's so much of it going on now. That's why it threw me off going, talking about what gender were you born as. I'm like, what? And, like, it has been a few years since I've been to, like, just a doctor's office like that, you know, without something really being wrong. I didn't know they do that when you a new patient now. I had no idea nobody would ever ask me that question.
But see, now everything is so open, so you got the transsexuals and all
got
that
stuff. You got that's just even on dating and everything. I think it's like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, like, yeah.
I ain't got time for this.
They gotta
either.
Ask.
That's
they gotta. They have to ask you. There's so many. I mean, yeah, it was once upon a time when, you know what I'm saying? If you was in the closet, if you was a man, you was a man. If you was in the closet, you was a girl, you was a girl.
You know what?
So
that is a story. Check this out. I'm going to say this. Had a woman over the other night. And she had more hair on her chin than I did. But she laid in my bed. I was just mannish, and I just started rubbing on her stuff. And I was like, how long have you had this? I mean, has it been with you all of your life? Or did you have a procedure?
Oh, you know. Hell no.
I mean, when dating gets to that point right there, you know, I'm just curious.
We ain't talking about dating.
Oh.
If you goddamn ass.
He said, how long have you had this?
I'm sorry. I've been eating egg sandwiches all day. I'm sorry. I had no meat.
If you got
on a protein diet. I'm sorry.
If you got a woman with a beard in your fucking bed, that's a...
I can't do it.
Well, I'm
because you going to use my clippers and shit.
Now we back to Maury. Now we back to Jerry Springer. Well, you been to go online. You just not finding out.
The rate's going up.
You just not finding out this man.
Let me tell y'all something right here. And, you know, honestly, if you see a couple of hairs that's out the wrong, you know, not in the right place and all of that, that's normal. That's normal.
Oh,
all that extra shit, it all in the right place, every perfect, and the eyebrows is tattooed on and all of that shit. Now, that's the shit.
Yeah, too perfect.
Now, how long have you been doing this? How long have you been with you?
You got to have some flaws, because I know you're doing extra. That's
my wife be having a couple of motherfucking hairs growing out her teeth. She ain't got no goddamn gold.
I mean...
My mother got a new mustache. My daughter got the same mustache. And my granddaughter got the same blue. They got like a little... Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my gosh. I got that same thing.
Like,
that's why I be trying to stay dark skinned. I don't never be trying to turn the right skin color because you see a fucking mustache, and I'm not turning my face like that. I'm not doing that shit.
But that's like me showing up with two studs. That's like me showing up to the club with two studs.
No.
But that's beautiful. Think about it. Now, if I got two pretty studs, and they dicky outfits, and they hurt both in ponytails, but they got, you know, they fine. What do you think my homeboy is going to do? Do you think one of my homeboys is going to try to infiltrate the system? And how did these
I'm
going to
tell you the truth.
Yeah.
If you were two studs, If you're with two studs, they're not fine. They are handsome, but it's going to be some niggas that's still going to try them. And that's just what it is. They're not fine. They're handsome. But it is what it is.
I'm saying, am I wrong for trying them?
No.
No.
We all got to understand it. You got to have a... See, when you're dealing with shit like that, you got to have boundaries, and you have to have a clear understanding. There is no fishing over here because we do not sell fishing lines.
See, let me tell y'all, it's just like with, if you see a female whose hair is too perfect and her eyebrows too perfect, it might be a man. If you see a boy, you know what I'm saying, and he is too fly, and he too fresh, and everything is the right way, and he got creases in the clothes, and ain't none of it wrinkled, and everything is matching, and that might be a girl.
Mm-hmm.
She might be handsome. You know what I'm saying? Right. She just might be handsome. You got to watch
yourself. I had some of my homeboys that come out of the closet on accident.
Oh, my God.
Imagine that. Nigga come out the closet on accident.
No, and they didn't know that. Cool.
I'm going to show you how it is. I'm going to show the character of the dude. This dude, when he came to the club, he portrayed a hard dope deal with women because he always had 4 or 5 girls with him. You know, well, what you thought was girls, I guess they was, I thought they were girls back in the day because they had the skirts on and they was, you know, out there doing their thing. But I was reading records more than paying attention to who was dancing. But I'm just saying, after the party was over, when we all get to the store, that's when you find out the hoes got Adam's apple, when they order a hamburger in a man voice. And they ask for some extra fries. But, I'm just saying, these days and times, it is so hard to go somewhere and actually predict if you are actually talking to a real woman or a real man until you get behind those closed doors. And then if you cut the fuck around and cut the lights off, and somebody knows a trick with the lights on.
And all the rest of that shit, I don't even care about that, but they need to tell people before that, because that's what it's getting unsafe. I don't really care what they do, because, you know, I got friends, people that I know that's from all walks of life. And like, I used to have an uncle. I had an uncle, y'all. When this nigga was a punk, and that was his word. He was a motherfucking punk. So he will kick your ass, dog. Like, he had a fight one time at Target, and they tore up the whole store. Like, somebody called him a punk-ass bitch at work and pushed him or whatever. They tore that whole store up. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm not judging nobody about how they live, but I just want them to be safe. You know, we being silly, but we want y'all to be safe.
Wrap it up. Yeah, you be running around like Young Buck.
I mean, I doubt if you're going to be hanging out with him, because once you do that, that's a different lifestyle. So that's why I said, I mean, your lifestyle is your lifestyle, but I ain't got nothing against
it. I'm not on that. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't befriend somebody like that. Now, through some kind of business deal, because once upon a time, that motherfucker who was defending you when he thought that we had did you wrong and shit like that, and he jumped on his True West site like, "True West, man, yo, would be a motherfucker day without Sweet Pea. What's the dude's name? That's the girl."
Carmen.
Oh, man. I was so motherfucking mad. But I did not disrespect old boy or old girl, however you want to call it. I didn't disrespect. I said, you know what?
See, I didn't get to see any of it. I didn't see any of it. I know.
But what I'm saying is, you know, I told her, I said, you know what? Whoopi is my own girl. And however she feels,
yeah,
that's the way she feels. But you can't come on my on this site and bash us because, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, y'all wasn't been shit without Sweet Trees. I don't know why the fuck y'all back. I said, We did nothing. What are you talking about? If she choose, she want to bounce. What the fuck you want me to do? But I was just from going there. It just from going there because I remember when they interviewed us on that show. Mm-hmm. Remember that they wanted to interview? I said, all right, fuck it. They're like,
yep,
you know these is men, right? And I'm like, yeah, fuck it, let's do it. I'm not discriminating. I could have been like, fuck no. Fuck no, I ain't going on there and do this with these motherfuckers.
And you know what? One thing they can't say was we did not come on this show and not be professional. We respected them, and we answered all the questions professionally.
And they was asking some kind of outlandish shit a couple of times too.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I don't get out like that, so I.
Yeah.
Next question.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But anyway, like I said, the whole point is, you know, if I know a motherfucker and he decides that that's what he want to do. Because, I mean, shit, I got the motherfucker singing dude, gay as a motherfucker. And we knew it when he met him, you know what I'm saying? And it was wild because he wanted us to go to Palm Springs and record a show. So we was like, all right, so me and my son and my brother Rock went out to Palm Springs. Motherfucking fat ass fly. The hotel was so fly. You just knew it was just a gay thing. So we went to the spot, and all this time, I'm already knowing kind. I got it in my mind, and I'm thinking that my son and my brother picked that shit up. They didn't pick it up. So we walked in the club. We took up the lights and the cameras. You seen some dudes, you seen some girls. But they not noticing these fucking big ass rainbow flags. It was a big one outside. Soon we walked in. So they not even paying attention. So I didn't say nothing. So anyway, we in there, everybody coming in, and then when they looked around and saw the men kissing on some men and women on some women, and there's a couple of straight motherfuckers around. This lady named Suzanne Suter, she's a comedian. She was there with us, so she laughed like a motherfucker. So Suzanne going, "Scratch, you didn't tell your brother and your son?" I was like, "No." So I looked back at them motherfuckers, and they like froze in the corner together and shit. That was the funniest shit ever. And don't get me wrong, shit, we all got hit on that night. All of us.
I know y'all did.
Everywhere I, after, if I wasn't filming nothing, everywhere I went, I grabbed Suzanne and walked with her and shit. She's like, come on, you coming with me. Because these motherfuckers was, this motherfucking gay man is fucking, I'd be like, man, I look, bro, I'm straight. I'm just shooting a video, you know what I'm saying? Well, if you ever decide you want to come to the other side, you ain't got to worry about that. I'm on the side,
no.
I want to B.O. I want to side, I want to B.O. Shit. But this shit is crazy, though, man. But I don't, but these gay singers, fucking shit, my niggas making money and shit. And then I was trying
you
to
just say
them,
what you want to say. Ain't nobody worse than the females. Them bitches be catcalling people like some goddamn construction workers.
That women, boy. Like, see, women is a whole nother thing because, see, if maybe I try to act like men, they get beat the fuck up like a man. Cause man, come on. Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Like I said, 2 weeks old. Like, it ain't nothing against no gay, no nothing like that at all. You know what I'm saying? If we at the same goddamn spot and you just so happen to be there, I ain't got no problem chilling, but I'm not. I don't know.
You can dance if you want to.
Yeah. But yeah, man, we got about 14 minutes left. I think I'm going to try to sneak in a couple of songs so we can go on and close this show out. If it, y'all online and y'all trying to chime in, give us a call, 323-642-1597. And we're going to see what the hell is up. I forgot what song I was going to play. I got a song for that. I forgot what it was. I want to play that motherfucker bad, too. I know what I'll play. Hold on. Let's see what I'll play. Hold on. Let's see. That's what it is. I won't play. That's the song that I was thinking about, but gotta play it because I just want to hear True West Radio. West Coast Wednesday. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Yay, yay.
I just wanna hit ya, I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to split ya, don't bring your heart with ya. You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. I know that we just met and we both having bottles at home, having long conversations on the phone. Your man is tripping, my girl is tripping, and you slipping into depression. I make you laugh, it's part of your confession. You wanna get to know me better as a friend. It's been about 3 years since you talked to any other men. You contemplating if you want a lover on the side. You got nervous and backed out the last time you tried. You shouldn't have told me that because I'm in pursuit like a high speed chase. Keep that smile on your face. Just remember, leave your feelings at home. If we hook up, you think I'm there, but I'll be gone every time you look up. A friend with benefits, that's what we need. Half on the room, half on the drinks, half on the weed. I never wanna hear that you love me. Bring your pussy over here and leave your heart with your hubby. I just wanna get ya, I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to split ya, don't bring your heart with ya. You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. It's been 3 weeks. Late night creep. Motel sheet. Suspicions from my peeps. But we still kick it every time we get a chance to. I'm glad you understand I'm not here to romance you. Straight seduction and fulfilling our needs. You release your juice, I feel the rubber with seeds. You keep coming back because my stroke ain't gon' change. But later on we gotta talk because you starting to act strange. Mad when I'm leaving, happy when you see me. I'm supposed to please you, you supposed to please me. Don't get me wrong, I sympathize about your feelings. But if you gonna cook my rabbit, I don't want no kind of dealings. We can get together without bouncing the bed. Me and you is only sex, that's exactly what you said. If you use that elbow, I'm gonna have to bullshit ya. A couple of times you trip, I think you brought your heart with ya. I just wanna hit ya, I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to split ya, don't bring your heart with ya. You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. It's been a long time. What's cracking? How you doing? Back in the day, it was you I was pursuing. Some years later, still fine as fuck, and your body still got me on stuck. Damn. You wanted me, you should've let it be known. Forget that bitch that I was with, that shit could've been on. If you feel the same way, let's get together.
together and chill. If you wanna get a room, I got something on the bill. Are you with it? Damn, I can't wait to see you naked, counting down every hour, every minute, every second. Since you've been celibate, I promise that I'll be gentle, so the screaming won't disturb nobody else in the rental. Wear something sexy for your boy. If you got one, bring it to you. Playing with it is something I enjoy. After a little foreplay on my lap, I was itching, but I'll throw your ass off if you brought your heart with ya.
I just wanna hit ya, I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to split ya, don't bring your heart with ya. You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya.
Without a rattle, creeping in the dark behind bushes and trees. Hide your gun, you better run before you catch some of these. Do me wrong in this zone, here I come, watch your back. Niggas talk too much, that's why I knew where they was at. Exactly, surprise, motherfucker, it's me. Unexpected, you wanna live, since your bitch that's affected. Take one, take two, maybe three, maybe four. I don't know how many till your ass hit the floor. I go hard, disregard, Mr. Nice Guy. I wonder why you disrespect. The contract is signed for me to break your neck. But wait a sec, I wanna make this heard for a long time before you flatline, erase for mankind. I wanna be the last thing that you see, and he'll remember me throwing up a dub in the sea. Me never, however, if you want to, we could go there. Me and you and a friend, that'll make the fight fair. My gray hair makes you think you got the upper hand. I slept the fuck out your ass, that's a grown man. Come over here to the two and guess these hollows. Fuck Rainbow Bright and all them bitch niggas that follow. Watch what you say about the old men. Look at him today, you won't see his bitch ass again.
You've heard the history of how hip-hop started in New York City. The West Coast hip-hop story has never been completely told until now. It's told by me, Scotty D. Spencer, a visionary, pioneer of street promotions, and the creators of the first hip-hop custom sportswear clothing line. We promoted over 1,000 house parties, dances, movies, stage plays, and corporate products. We helped record labels sell over 500 million records, proof that we wrote the first blueprint on how to do street promotions in the early 80s in Southern California. My disclosure states, if you disagree with anything in this film, based only on my own opinions, don't blame it on my heart. Blame it on the West. This is how the West was won, the film.
West Coast Wednesday, True West Radio, man. Just everywhere, 86. Sweepy! Be there, mm-hmm. Blood. We got about 5 minutes left. Just wanted to go through a couple of things. That nigga pissed me off when the nigga said something about Rainbow Bright, so I had to play Mr. Scratch. And it's crazy. It's more than that song. It seems like the motherfuckers won't let me upload it. All the places in the hood and say something about Mr. Scratch. I got off a TV show, and it won't play nothing but the first part.
But you won't upload the song?
When I upload the song, the hooks never come out. The hooks won't come out. I'm going to try that shit again. I'm going to load that shit tomorrow. Because I think Friday, I've been thinking about it all day. I think I'm going to put these damn turntables over here. I got to figure that shit out. So tomorrow I might turn this motherfucker off. It won't be advertised, but y'all will come and listen and see what the fuck I'm doing. I think I'm going to put the turntables up over here on this side of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm doing the show at, because it's hard for me to be over there DJing and looking at this shit at the same time. So I might move the turntables over here and try to hook them up and see if I can fuck with them. Try to do some live shit on Friday or something. So tomorrow, probably about the same time, probably about 6. Y'all want to just tune in. No fuck, I ain't going to be doing nothing. I probably ain't going to advertise. So I'm just going to be sitting here trying to see if I can make the turntables come out. If the turntables come out, yeah. Yeah, so I think that's going to be my plan for tomorrow. So I won't have to, since I won't have a show plan for tomorrow, I can just jump on there and just try to get this shit sort of hooked up. And then Friday, we can really get in. Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm ready to scratch some shit up, do some live. I don't know how that shit gonna work, though. Like I say, I gotta have these headphones on to do this, so I don't know. I'll figure it out.
I hope it works. It's gonna sound cool.
Yeah, I know. That'll be a first on True West Radio, for real. You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna try to wire all this shit together, you know, to where it'll all come out the same way. Because I know I can't be on this. I can't be on the phone. So when I stop, I just pick up the phone or something like that. Because it's going to sound way different out loud than it would, you know, because it's a delay. If you're listening to it online right now, it's a delay. It's a little behind. Or a little ahead, one of them. So it's hard to have it, do it online and then listen to it on the phone. But if I just do it and not listen to the phone, it'll be different. So I think I got it. We can ready to see. Because then what I'm going to do is I'm going to start hooking all this shit up into True Weather Radio. So even if I turn on my other computer, but it'll be a whole lot easier for me, like, versus pushing buttons. If I want to play some instrumentals, I just put all the instrumentals in there and let the instrumentals play. Versus sitting up here, oh shit, what instrumental I want to play? Type of shit, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, it's all good, like firewood. Anyway, we got about a minute left, man. I like to thank all y'all for joining True West Radio on the West Coast Wednesday. We be back Friday, yeah. You know what I'm saying? With some different shit, hopefully. You know, thank Milo for coming through. You know what I'm saying? He came through for a minute, hung out on the road. You know, and all y'all, Mr. Everywhere, AC, DJ Love, Sweepy. Y'all always be holding it down with me. That's cool, like a motherfucker. And all y'all other motherfuckers who don't come and hang out, fuck y'all. Yeah, that's all good. See y'all punk ass where y'all at. You know, we got our regulars, but, you know, a whole lot of other motherfuckers supposed to be here with us, and they motherfuckers, boy, they be skipping town. You know, but we got our regulars. Y'all regulars know who we are. You know who I'm talking about. So anyway, man, I'm going to have to make this a show tonight because I got some work I got to do. So, man, I'll talk to y'all on Friday. And if y'all got to say something, call me. Y'all got the number. Q West Radio.
Yeah.